It's 2 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Tony Tardio. The decision of the Brumby government to scrap the 14-year-old poker machine licensing duopoly in Victoria has seen shares in Tabcorp and Tattersall's plummet on the market today. Tabcorp is down 22%, while Tats Group Limited is down 27%. Under the terms of their original agreement, the two companies claim they're entitled to compensation of $600 million each. Premier John Brumby says the two companies will be able to bid for a share of the market through pubs and clubs. He says he doesn't believe compensation will be an issue.
How those companies position in the evolving market going forward is a matter for those companies, but I think it would be quite wrong to say that there aren't opportunities for them, and you know, it's a matter for them as to how they position.
But shareholder activist Stephen Mayne says the government has behaved outrageously.
Clearly the government's taken the view that nobody really likes Tattersall's and Tabcorp. They've made billions of dollars out of these lucrative pokies licences, and therefore they can forget about normal commercial arrangements and just treat them as if we're a third world country.
Mick Gatto is on the money trail, Stephen, isn't he?
Yeah, Stephen's just been chatting with him, trying to get a bit a few dollars back from him.
It's not bad. I like that. Opus Prime, I suppose you've told everyone about the 30 cents in the dollar, have you?
Yeah. So a $350, $400 million loss for the investors.
Yeah. Well, Mick reckons he can do better by taking a few shortcuts.
Hate to think, but he's not a violent man.
No, isn't it? Perish the thought.
He's actually asking a few quiet questions.
He just didn't really want to say what those shortcuts were, because he didn't want to blow the gaff and, you know, to other people who might be thinking of doing likewise.
I like that how Mick said that he has a lot of work and he never has to advertise. Well, today was his great PR marketing blitz, wasn't it?
Yeah, well
we're talking about him.
You watch it. You watch it tonight. It was a, what you might call a...
He was swaggering.
Well, what might you call it, Hendo?
Bravado.
Yeah, no, it was a vintage performance.
Yeah,
I think
well done.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay, got out of that all right.
Thank you. I want to talk about, Stephen, Sir Rod Eddington, because you and I have mentioned this before. This is prior to the traffic report coming out last week. You said he was the busiest man in Australia?
Yeah, the busiest man in Australia. I've talked before about this, but I've discovered he's actually even busier. And I was most amused when... his whole report got overtaken by the wind and the weather. And I'd sort of previously listed his 10 board seats and sort of I heard him on the radio saying, yes, I caught the bus twice from Doncaster as part of this report. I thought, this guy, he's meant to be out there being a director of Allco, and he's meant to be on the board of Rio Tinto defending off BHP, and he's meant to be the top independent director with Rupert Murdoch on News Corp, and he's meant to be chairman of Infrastructure Australia and all these other gigs, and he's out there taking buses and doing this massive report, which I think is quite a good report. But he was in the studio with John Fain taking calls about, instead of one call was about his report, the next call was about the power being off. And then I discovered that he's actually one of the directors of True Energy Holdings, which is one of our power companies here in Melbourne.
Yes.
And he's also a director of the parent company, CLP Group, in Hong Kong, which has $5 billion worth of Australian power assets. And they actually service gas and electricity to more than a million Australians in the Victoria, South Australia, New South Wales. So here was the guy trying to sell his transport report, and he could have been answering the questions about why the lights were out, and I'll just ring my boys down there at True Energy and get your lights back on down there. So, I mean, what an amazing guy. He's chairman of Kevin Rudd's business advisory group. He's chairman of Melbourne Major Events. He's the chairman of JP Morgan in Australasia, which has, you know, lent $2 billion to Centro, trying to get it back. And he has got literally 11 gigs and is unprecedented. So I don't know how he does it.
He's just a busy man and obviously has a BlackBerry or something that he sleeps with under his pillow, like Madonna.
Well, that's right. Well, his News Corp gigs in New York, his CLP gigs in Hong Kong, his Rio Tinto gigs in London.
Frequent flyers are on the rise?
Well, we're lucky to have the former British Airways guy back here in Melbourne. He is a luminary for Melbourne to have, but how often can he be here? So I just marvel at the fact that he managed to do that report.
That's lovely.
It was a pretty checkered response to it. I was surprised that so many people, quite a few people took a long handle to it relatively quickly.
Mostly about the greenhouse emissions. And particularly those who are very much as supporters of public transport.
I mean, as a Rio Tinto director, of course, he wants, you know, massive iron ore and coal sales and steel and construction and more tunnels and as a power industry guy, he wants, I'm not going to be too cynical there.
But you have been. I just want to quickly get a word from you about the Daily Telegraph, because it's not often that you are defending the Reserve Bank, in particularly Glenn Stevens sort of saying that our interest rates are too high and all those sorts of things. But you reckon they've been going a bit below the belt?
Well, it's funny, the Daily Telegraph in Sydney on Saturday ran a big picture of the governor of the Reserve Bank on the front page and called him the most useless Australian, and then have followed up with another front page today, and it's basically been a massive tabloid attack on him, saying, you know, you're putting up interest rates, you want to put up taxes, and we even have my old friend Glenn Milne writing columns, of, you know, talking about him being a Protestant who doesn't want to spend money and wants people to work harder and suffer pain, and you know, his wife works as a perfume salesman at Myer, and she should know that the sales are falling, and then of course you've had the chairman of Myer leaking his letter. He wrote a letter to Glenn Stevens saying we're all hurting. And, of course, the chairman of Myer is a guy called Bill Wavish, who is saddled with a pile of private equity debt, a group of Texans who've bought Myer, and was also an executive at a company called Chase Corp, which collapsed $1 billion of debt back in 1989. So he knows a bit about sort of debt and high interest rates. So there's a few people coming at the governor right now.
Yeah, there is. And but about things like being a Protestant. Sorry.
Yeah, I think it's a bit rough. But we do have the highest interest rates in the Western world, and it probably should be coming down. So I guess there is a sort of a sensible argument behind the unfair attacks.
But go for him at that level.
Yeah, play the man like that.
Play it straight, don't play the man.